Mirtz Hashem Yisbarach, this coming Yom Tov of Pesach, Leil HaSeder will be on a Motzei Shabbos, which means it's a Yom Tov Shechal Yosbe Motzei Shabbos, and Leil HaSeder, following on a Shabbos, has with it the very well-known Kiddush of Yak Nahaz, which stands for Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalin Zman. First we make the brach of Yayin, Bori Pir Gafen, followed by Kiddush, Mekadish, Esa Shabbos, Vesa Kedushas Shabbos, and Kedushas Yom Tov. Following Kiddush is Ner, the bracha of Bori Mura'esh, then Havdalah, and finally, Zman the Shehachiyonu. Yak Nahaz, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman. Typically in a Motzei Shabbos, we make Havdalah. On a Leil Shabbos, we make Kiddush. However, Yom Tov Shechal Yosbe Motzei Shabbos, we have the Yak Nahaz, which is a convergence of Kiddush and Havdalah in one fell swoop. And the question really is, and that which I want to discuss and try to understand and elucidate, is the Kiddush of Yak Nahaz, is it really essentially, fundamentally, and categorically a Kiddush, which also has a Havdalah with it, but really it's Kiddush, but just piggybacking on the Kiddush is Havdalah. What can you do? It's Motzei Shabbos. You have to make the brach of the Ner. You have to say Havdalah. But be'etzem, fundamentally speaking, it's really a Kiddush. It's just that there needs to be a Havdalah. Or can one argue just the opposite? Really, Yak Nahaz is a Havdalah. You can't have a Yom Tov without being Mavdil, Ben Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov. So therefore, Yak Nahaz, for all intents purposes, is a Havdalah. But in order to be Mavdil, you also have to make a Kiddush. So what is it? Will Yak Nahaz really express itself? Who and what are you? Is Yak Nahaz a Kiddush with a Havdalah Grada? Or no, is Yak Nahaz really Havdalah also with a Kiddush? I'd like to take a look at four unique, independent halachas of both Kiddush as opposed to Havdalah, or Havdalah as opposed to Kiddush, and show you four distinctions between Kiddush as opposed to Havdalah, and see what to do when both Kiddush and Havdalah come together, the convergence of Yak Nahaz, and hopefully that should reveal the essence of Yak Nahaz. We're all familiar, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch very clearly. If one is in extenuating circumstances and there is no possibility to make Kiddush, Leil Shabbos or Shabbos Day on Yayin, you don't have wine, you're away, you're out of town, it's a difficult circumstance, there's a predicament that does not allow you to have wine, this is somewhat foreign to us today, because Baruch Hashem, we have Yayin B'Shofi, we have plenty of wine. But in certain circumstances where there's an impossibility of having Kiddush wine, so of course the halach is, Mevarchim ala pas. You make Kiddush on bread. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes Rishonim. But nonetheless, that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, paskin l'alacha, certainly on Leil Shabbos Friday night, one is permitted to make Kiddush on pas. However, on the other hand, it's Pashut in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Reish Tzadik Vav, that in a situation where you don't have Yayin for Havdalah, you can make Havdalah on Sheikhar or on Chamar Medina, on beer, or on a beverage that is considered to be of a heightened status in the country that you live in. Maybe it's orange juice, probably not soda, not seltzer, or not water. But those are things that you can supplement wine for in Havdalah. However, as Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, Ein Mavdilan ala Pas, you're prohibited from making Havdalah on Pas. So Kiddush you can make on Pas, but Havdalah you can't make on Pas. But what do we do? Yom Tov Shechal Yosbe Motzei Shabbos. Let's say there's a circumstance where there's a Yak Nahaz, and you don't have Yayin, you don't have grape juice, you're unable to make Kiddush, Leil, Yom Tov, this coming Yom Tov, 2 weeks out, Pesach, Yom Tov Shechal Yosbe Shabbos at the Seder. If for whatever circumstance a person is in a scenario where there is the impossibility of making Kiddush on wine, so can you make it on Pas? Can you have the first kos, the first of the Dalet Kosos on Pas? Well, if you tell me that Yak Nahaz is Kiddush, so just like regular Kiddush, you can make on Pas in a circumstance where you don't have wine, same thing should be true about Yak Nahaz. But if you tell me that Yak Nahaz is really Havdalah, then it's an impossibility. Ein Mavdilan ala Pas, and Yak Nahaz will be prohibited to make the Borei Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, or Al Achilas Matzah, on Pas. What do you do? What is the Psak Halacha? Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Tzadik Vav has two deis about this. Says the Shulchan Aruch, B'Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motze Shabbos. Our circumstance, Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motze Shabbos, this coming Pesach, this Seder, Haba Aleinu L'Tova, Sheyesh Bo Kiddush Shu Nemar Al Pas, that it has a Kiddush which can be recited on Pas. Yesh Omrim She'agav HaKiddush Mavdilin Gam Ken Olav. The first day in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Tzadik Vav says that since Yakin has Kiddush, and since Kiddush can be recited on Pas, therefore, just like a regular Kiddush can be recited on Pas, so too Yakin has, which is essentially Kiddush, you could also recite it on Pas, and the Havdalah also, Agav HaKiddush Mavdilin Gamkein Olav, since the Havdalah is Nigrar, follows the Kiddush, so when Yayin and Kiddush and Pas and Havdalah converge and come together, the Havdalah is Nigrar Achar HaKiddush, and therefore you can make Yak Nahaz and Pas. However, there's a second day in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh Omrim, Sheyoser Tov Lomar HaKiddush VeHavdalah Shneim Al HaShechar. The second day, according to Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Tzadik Vav says, no, it's not okay to make Yak Nahaz and Pas. Better, Yoser Tov Lomar HaKiddush VeHavdalah Shneim Al HaShechar. You shouldn't make Yak Nahaz and Pas, but better on Shechar, on beer. What's the machlokas, the two days in Shulchan Aruch? It would seem pashut, it would seem simple, that the two days in Shulchan Aruch are debating this very point. What is Yak Nahaz? Is Yak Nahaz Kiddush that also has a Havdalah? Or is Yak Nahaz Havdalah that also has a Kiddush? The first day that says that you can make Yak Nahaz on Pas says that Be'etzem, Yak Nahaz is Kiddush with a Havdalah. Agav HaKiddush Mavdil and Gam Kein Olav, says the Shulchan Aruch. By the by of the Kiddush, you can also make Havdalah. Therefore, if fundamentally and categorically speaking, Yak Nahaz is Kiddush, therefore you could make it on Pas, and the Havdalah will also follow along with it to be made on Pas. The second day, however, argues and holds that no, Yak Nahaz is really Havdalah. And it's if it's really Havdalah, you can make Havdalah on Pas. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, in the second day, it says, Yoser Tov Lomar HaKiddush VeHavdalah Shneim Al HaShechar. Thus, this very, very basic Chakira, is Yak Nahaz Kiddush with a Havdalah? Or is Yak Nahaz Havdalah with a Kiddush? Really, is these two days in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, in his gloss to this Sif, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Tzadik Vav, Paskins VeHasvara, Rishona Iker, the first Yesh Omer, the first opinion is the primary one. And the first opinion holds Agav HaKiddush Mavdilin Gamkin Olav, which would tell us that Kiddush and Yak Nahaz is really, really Kiddush with Havdalah. And therefore, it's for that reason that one is permitted to make Yak Nahaz on Pas. Now, ordinarily, one would assume that this Shaila is only Nogea to Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos, but certainly, certainly, not Leil HaSeder. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, make this point, because Leil HaSeder, of course, Afilo Ani Shi B'Yisrael, even the pauper amongst the Jewish people, should have Dalet Kosos. Every Jew should be able to have enough wine Leil HaSeder. So much so, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafayin Gimel decries that there's some Anim who don't have wine, and on Leil HaSeder, how could it be that a community is not supporting every Anita Dalakosos? So seemingly, this Shaila, whether or not you could have Pas for Yak Nahaz Leil HaSeder, would be a moot one, because hopefully, certainly, there should be the opportunity for everybody to have wine. Nonetheless, it's not always true. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, toward the end of Hilchos Leil HaSeder, Simin Tov Pei Gimel, quoting the Tur in the name of the Rif, says that there is a possibility. There are some times where there is no wine for somebody. Maybe it's not because he's poor, but maybe under extenuating circumstances, a war or some form of quarantine where the Jewish community does not have access to wine. And the title of the Simin, Simin Tov Pei Gimel, Din Mishein Lo Yayin. Somebody who doesn't have wine, Leil HaSeder. The Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Tur B'Shem, the Rif, tells us, Mi she'ein lo yayin b'leil Pesach, somebody doesn't have wine, Leil HaSeder, Mikadesh ala Pas. Indeed, you can make Kiddush on Pas. Pas, of course, in this circumstance, is not bread, but it's matzah. And therefore, there will be a possibility, a situation where we need to be prepared. It should never come, but Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos, Leil HaSeder, there is a circumstance that we need to be prepared what to do. And therefore, in that circumstance, the halacha is that you you can make it on Pas. And if it's a Yak Nahaz, like our scenario, like our situation this year, that you make Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdol and Zman, we'll pass him like the first day of the Mechaber, like the Ramah, Svara Rishona Iker, and in the circumstance, indeed, one can make the Bracha of Kadesh on Pas. The Shulchan Aruch in one short sif here in Siman Tav Pei Gimel Sif Aleph discusses how to do that. Typically, it's Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, and at the end or toward the middle of the Seder, it's Motzi Matz. In this circumstance, of course, Mi She'ein Lo Yain B'Lel Pesach Mikadesh Al Pas Shaz Shulchan Aruch Shemivarech Hamotzi. You'll make the bracha of a motzi Ubotzeya, and then you'll cut from the matzah Umeniach Yodav Olav. You'll hold on to the matzah until you finish saying Kiddush, and then you'll make the bracha of Alach. And then it says the Shulchan Aruch, you'll go back to the third step in the Seder, which is Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, and the Shulchan Aruch, along with the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Nosei Kelim, discuss how exactly to deal with this quite difficult, complicated circumstance. But indeed, academically speaking, practically speaking, we see that the halacha of whether or not you could use motzi or whether you could use matzah for the Kiddush of Yak Nahaz on a Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos certainly is one that is important to be familiar with. We'll paskin again, as I said, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, along with the Ramah, Svar Rishon Iker, that we look at Yak Nahaz really, really as a Kiddush, and therefore you can use Pas and Biyotze Kiddush through Pas as well as Havdalah. But there's a second application of this halacha as well. And that is a very well-known debate, machlokes, stira, and minhagim, as to whether one stands or sits for Kiddush, and whether or not one stands or sits for Havdalah. Shulchan Aruch, Hilcha Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayinal, the opinion of the Mechaber, the Psak Sfardim, and some Ashkenazim, is that Kiddush is recited standing. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Hilcha Shabbos, Siman Reish Tzadik Vav, Hilchas Havdalah says, the Mechaber, Omer Havdalah Miyushav. So therefore, most Sfardim, Chasidim, and some Ashkenazim, the classical custom for this group is to say Kiddush standing and to say Havdalah sitting. However, the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says, although you can say Kiddush standing, and indeed many Ashkenazim do that, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, Yoser Tov Leishev, Ashkenazim, better to sit for Kiddush, you stand for Vayechulu, but for the rest of Kiddush you say sitting. However, the Ramah in Hilcho Shabbos Simen Reish Tzarivav says that Havdal, you say standing, V'yesh Omer Mu'umad, V'cheinogim B'medinos Elu. So the simple psak of the Mechaber, the psak of the Svardik community, Kiddush is recited standing, Havdal is recited sitting. However, the psak of the Ramah Yotzei Ashkenaz is that Kiddush is recited sitting, while Havdalah is recited standing. What do we do, again, Yak Nahaz, when Kiddush and Havdalah converge? Are we going to split it? Will we say, according to the Mechaber, that you say Kiddush standing and Havdalah sitting? While according to the Ramah, will we say that you'll say Kiddush sitting and Havdalah standing? Will they converge? Will there be something different? Well, the answer to this question is going to be, what's the nature of Yak Nahaz? If you'll tell me that Yak Nahaz is really Kiddush, so then you should do whatever you do for Kiddush. If you're a person who stands for Kiddush, you'll stand for Yak Nahaz. If you're a person who sits for Kiddush, you'll sit for Yak Nahaz. But if you'll tell me that Yak Nahaz is really Havdalah, so you should do whatever your minig is for Havdalah, then Mechaber, you'll stand. According to the Mechaber, you'll sit for Havdalah, while according to the Ramah, you will stand. So what do you do, and how is one to approach this Shaila, sitting or standing for Yak Nahaz? Do we look at like Kiddush, and you'll do whatever you do for Kiddush, or do we look at it like Havdalah, and you'll do whatever you do for Havdalah? The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Tzadivav, commenting on this machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah regarding Havdalah, writes, V'yak Nahaz l'kulei alma. Tov levarech miyushav kamo bishar kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what you do for Yak Nahaz? You do whatever you do for kiddush. L'kule am, according to all opinions, tov levarech miyushav kamo bishar kiddush. What seems to emerge from the Mishnah Berurah is that Yak Nahaz is really kiddush, even though according to the Ramah, many Yotzei Ashkenaz, most Yotzei Ashkenaz will stand for Havdalah. Well, it comes to Havdalah of Yakin Haz, you're going to sit because it's really, really, really Kiddush, and thus you should sit if that's what your custom is. So it seems to emerge from the Mishnah Berurah is whatever your custom is for Kiddush, that's what you should do for Yakin Haz. If your custom is to stand for Kiddush, you should stand for the Kiddush of Yakin Haz. If your custom is to sit for Kiddush, then you should sit for the Kiddush of Yakin Haz. Again, what seems to emerge is that Yakin Haz is really Kiddush, just like we saw earlier. And it comes to whether or not you make Yakin Haz on Pas. We seem to paskin, according to the Ramah, Svar Rishona Ikar, and really it's Kiddush, and therefore you can make Yakin Haz on Pas. What seems to emerge from the Mishnah Berurah as well is that Yakin Haz is really, really Kiddush, and therefore everybody would agree that you should sit. There is an interesting opinion, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer in Chok Yaakov, Simen Tafa and Gimel, classical running commentary in Hilchos Pesach. Chok Yaakov quotes from the Matan Moshe, who says, "Sheomrim ha'havdala miyushav kmo ha'kiddush." The Matan Moshe is of the opinion that Yakin Haz, you say, sitting, even though you're a person who stands typically for Havdala. The Kiddush and Havdala of Yakin Haz, you should say sitting. Says the Chok Yaakov, "V'nir li atam." The reason seems to be because lele psachrim omros b'miyushav derech haseba v'hacheres. When it comes to Leil HaSeder, everything we do is sitting. Derech haseba v'hacheres, reclining. We are free. We're Yotzei Mitzrayim. We're celebrating our Hacheres and our freedom. The way that we do that is by sitting. So therefore, even though you may have a custom to stand for Kiddush, typically, when it comes to Kiddush of Yakin Haz, Leil HaSeder, it doesn't make a difference because Yakin Haz means that you should always sit because Be'etzem, not only is it a Kiddush pshat, but really it's a pshat that we say everything sitting because Derech Haseba V'cheiros. Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Chelakei, Simitez Zayin, says the very same thing as the Chok Yaakov, doesn't quote the Chok Yaakov, but he says Leil HaSeder is different. And when it comes to Leil HaSeder, everybody would agree, Beleil Yom Tov Arishon BePesach, SheHakiddush Hu Echad MeArbakoso, since Kiddush is one of the four cups of wine, SheDin Shtiyason Hu Dafka BeHaseba Derech Cheiros. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about Yakin Haz. It doesn't make a difference. Regardless, Leil HaSeder is fundamentally and categorically different. So then tell me that it's Havdalah and your custom is to stand. Or don't tell me that it's Kiddush and your custom is always to stand. When it comes to Leil HaSeder, Moshe Feinstein, as well as the Chok Yaakov, are of the opinion and opine that indeed one should do so sitting. However, it is not uncommon. Those who stand for Kiddush typically will also stand for Kiddush Leil HaSeder, including Yakin Haz. And the same thing is true. Those who sit for Kiddush or in sit for any Yom Tov Kiddush will also sit for Kiddush of Yakin Haz as well. But again, there is a fundamental basic point that does seem to emerge from this machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah regarding Yakin Haz, and that is the essence would seem to emerge, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Levarach Miyushav Kmo Bishar Kiddush, you should recite Yakin Haz sitting, even though you typically stand for Havdalah, because Yakin Haz is fundamentally and categorically a Kiddush with Havdalah, and therefore patterns after the halachas of Kiddush. But there's a third application, a third nafkamina when it comes to how to view Yakin Haz. Is it really Kiddush or is it really Havdalah? Shulchan Aruch has two deyas in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, Hilchos Havdalah, whether or not Nashim are Chayavos BeHavdalah. We all know, of course, women are Mechuyavos in Kiddush, although women are exempt, are pturos from mitzvos asei shazman grama, from time-bound mitzvos when it comes to the mitzvos of Kiddush, lecha mishnah. When it comes to the mitzvos asei of Shabbos, women are mechuyavos, because kol she yeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'schira, since they're commanded in the negative, in the los aseis of Shabbos, they're also commanded in the mitzvos asei of Shabbos. Therefore, women are absolutely, positively, uncontested mechuyavos and Kiddush. Havdalah, however, it's a machlokis rishonim, and indeed, the Mechaber brings two dayas. Nashim, chayavos b'havdalah k'shem shechayavos b'kiddush. The first daya in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Simen Reish Tzadivav. However, you may shmi shecholik. There are other rishonim who argue. Basic machlokis rishonim, two dayas in Mechaber, whether or not women are mechuyavos in Havdalah or not. Therefore, the Ramah says, based upon this machlokes, whether or not Nashim are chayavos and Abdallah or not, al kain lo yavdilu la'atzman, rak yishmu havdala min anashim. Women shouldn't make havdala by themselves and should ideally lichatchila hear havdala from a man. To stay away from the machlokes rishonim, stay away from the 2 days in the chaber. Mechaber doesn't paskin, he simply says there are 2 days, whether Nashim are chayavos and havdala or not. And therefore the Ramah says, better for them not to make a bracha on havdala, better for them to hear it from men. Obviously, this will be another very practical application, nafkamina, between how and if women should recite the Kiddush of Yakin Haz. If Yakin Haz is a standard Kiddush, just like women are mechuyavos in Kiddush on a regular Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, they're also mechuyavos in Yakin Haz. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, it's really a Kiddush. It's true there's Havdalah, but be'etzim it's a Kiddush. And just like women are mechuyavos in Kiddush, they should absolutely, positively are mechuyavos in Yakin Haz. However, if we look at Yakin Haz, that it's really a Havdalah, we have a machlokes 2 days in the Chaber, whether or not Nashim are mechuyavos in Havdalah. And therefore, according to the Ramah, they shouldn't make Yakin Haz. Lo yavdilu la'atzman, rak yishmu havdala min anashim. So therefore, maybe either the woman should only make the Kiddush part of the Yakin Haz and leave the havdala in the nair for the man to be motzi. Or maybe she shouldn't make Yakin Haz altogether. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shmir Shabbos, Perek Samach Beis, raises this possibility in this stira in the footnotes and notes that what seems to be the 2 days in the Mechaber really are stressing and are driving at how to view Yakin Haz. If we view Yakin Haz really as Kiddush, a woman should be Mechuyavos in Kiddush, should be Mechuyavos in Yakin Haz. She should make Kiddush and she can make the bracha on the Ner and Havdalah, although ordinarily she never does that because it's just following the Kiddush. It's really a Kiddush that also has Ner and Havdalah. But if indeed we really view Yakin Haz as Havdalah, then she shouldn't make this Yakin Haz because it's a fundamental Havdalah. And it just happens to have a Yayin and a Kiddush with it. And thus Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach seems to take the original position, his first a priori position, is that a woman shouldn't make the Kiddush of Yakin Haz. Better for her to hear the Yakin Haz for somebody else. And maybe even if this is a woman who always, on a regular annual basis, makes the bracha of all four kosos, the first kos of Yakin Haz, she should leave behind her husband or another man should make the bracha for her. However, it seems to emerge from the conclusion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the footnote in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos on Perek Samach Beis that Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that Yakin Haz is really Kiddush. And since it's really, really Kiddush, the Ner and the Havdalah Grada, Grara, follow along with the Kiddush, and therefore she would be permitted to make the Kiddush of Yakin Haz. But again, this gets to the guts, to the core, to the essence of what Yakin Haz is. Is it really a Kiddush with a Havdalah that's following by on the back? Or really, is it a Havdalah with a Kiddush following on the back? And again, these two ways to view Yakin Haz would seem to be the Chakira that Rav Shlomo Zalman has. And again, the Halacha seems to indicate that it would be permitted for a woman to make the Yakin Haz Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Motzei Shabbos. Let's conclude with a fourth and final practical application as to how to view Yakin Haz. The Ramah in Or HaChaim Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Tzadivav, says that we don't just say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. It's not just the Bracha Bor Pri Gafen. But there's more than that. You start by saying, Hine Kel Yeshuasi Kos Yeshuas Esa. Then you recite the Pasuk from Megillas Esther, Laihu Demaisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sasim Yikar. Then B'Shas Havdalah says the Ramah, Yitznu Einem B'Kosu V'Ner. You should place your eyes upon the Kos, the Becher, and upon the Ner, on the wick, on the Avuka, on the flame, on the candle. Furthermore, the Ramah mentions other minhagim relating to Havdalah. Nogin lishboch mikor shel yayin haaretz, you pour some of the wine from the kos of Havdalah onto the ground. Kodim shisayim bor pirgafen kdei shel yakos pogum. V'tam ha-shvicha damrinim kol bayi shel nishboch bo yayin kemayim ein bo simen bracha, we pour the wine out that which should be the week ahead. Simen tov mazel tov, it should be a great week ahead. Do we recite this introduction, this prologue, when it comes to Yakin Haz, that like we ordinarily do at Havdalah? We always start Havdalah. Hine kel yishos yasav shem Hashem ekra. Kos yishos yasav shem Hashem ekra. Lai hu demais ara simcha sas vikar. We pour some wine out. We do all of these things on a regular Motzei Shabbos when we're reciting Havdalah. But will you do this with Yakin Haz? So Shlomo Zalman again, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Samech Beis, says that this is not the custom. This should not happen. And the question, of course, is why not? If it's a regular Havdalah, Yakin has, you should do whatever you do at Havdalah. Al Korchach says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yak Nahaz is really Kiddush. And therefore, if it's really Kiddush and really being Mekadesh as a Yom Tov, you're being Mekadesh and you're making Pesach and Tizman Chirusein with this Kiddush, it would be a Bizoyon, it would be a disgrace and an embarrassment to Yom Tov if you're being Mavdil as a Shabbos and you're saying Hine Kel Yishuas and you're pouring out the wine. It's not appropriate. It's debasing and disgracing the first of the Dalet Kosos. It's inappropriate and it's wrong. Thus, what emerges again from Shlomo Zalman is that Yakin Haz is really, really Kiddush. And since it's really, really Kiddush, it's Pasha to Stira to start saying Hine Kel Yishuasi and to pour out the kos of wine like you do for Avdalah. Thus, again, what emerges from Shlomo Zalman Arbach would seem to be that Yak Nahaz is really a Kiddush with Havdalah that follows after it. So from each of the four nafkamina practical applications in the Chakira that we've raised, is Yak Nahaz really Kiddush with a little Havdalah? Or is Yak Nahaz really Havdalah with a little Kiddush? It would seem from all four of nafkamina that Yak Nahaz is really Kiddush. Nafkamina number one, you would be permitted to say Yak Nahaz on pass in the circumstance and scenario where one doesn't have kos yayim, where one doesn't have enough wine, that one can say the Yak Nahaz on pass, and of course, pass is only something that could be used for Kiddush and not for Avdalah, so the fact that you could do Yak Nahaz on pass would seem to indicate that Yak Nahaz is indeed really, really Kiddush. The second nafkamin is what the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin, that when it comes to Yak Nahaz, everybody will agree that you should do so sitting, k'mo b'shar Kiddush. So Yak Nahaz has the halachic status of Kiddush. Even those who stand for Havdalah will sit for Kiddush of Yak Nahaz, because Yak Nahaz is really Kiddush, and if your custom is to sit, you should sit. Again, as I mentioned, there are those who stand for Yak Nahaz, because they typically stand for Kiddush, but nonetheless, according to the Chok Yakov of Moshe Feinstein, you should sit regardless for a different reason, that Leil HaSeder is different. But again, what does seem to emerge certainly from the Mishnah Berurah is L'kulei Alma Tov L'Varach Miyushav K'mo B'Shar Kiddush. Nafkamina number three, whether or not women, Nashim, are Mechuyavos in Yak Nahaz. It depends. If Yak Nahaz is Kiddush, then they're Mechuyavos. If Yak Nahaz is really Havdalah, it's a Machlokes, 2 days in the Mechaber, and the Ramah says they should be Yotze by somebody else, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach concludes, again, in Perek Samach Beis of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that they can make their own Yak Nahaz, which again would seem to indicate that Yak Nahaz really is a Kiddush. And finally, as we just noted, the Hine Kel Yishuasi, the prologue, the introductory psukim, and the pouring out of the kos of Yayin for Havdalah should not take place again, because that's a bizoyon to the Kiddush of Yak Nahaz. And again, that fourth nafkamina would seem to indicate that Yak Nahaz really, really is Kiddush. If you take a look in Perek Samach Beis or Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he summarizes, concludes, and goes through many of the halachas Yak Nahaz. It's very worthwhile to take a look there. But I'd like to point out two specific halachas regarding the Kiddush of Yak Nahaz, which are critical to note. You may have noticed that we're talking about Yak Nahaz, which stands for Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman. But on a regular Motzei Shabbos Havdalah, of course, not only do we have Ner and Havdalah, but there's something else, and that is the Besamim. What happened to the Besamim? Why is there no Besamim on Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos? Why is it not Yak Nahaz B'? And include Besamim. Why is there no Besamim on Motzei Shabbos of the first night or the second night of Yom Tov, however it falls out? This year, of course, it's the Leil HaSeder, the first night. We're familiar that the reason for the recitation of Besamim is because after Shabbos, we lose the Neshama Yesera. Vay l'nefesh, we lost the Neshama Yesera, the double Neshama that we have on Shabbos. And in order to restore it, in order to bring it back, we have to smell the Besamim. L'hoshives ha-nefesh, shiko'eves al neshama Yesera, shenitlam imenu. The Lashon of the Rishonim and the Achronim, the reason for the Besamim is that it's to revive, to relieve us of the Neshama Yesera, which has been taken. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tav Tzadiyei, quoting from Rishonim, that poskim say that when it comes to Yom Tov Shechalios b'Motzei Shabbos, we don't make the bracha b'samim. V'hatam, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'fi sheish ma'acholim tovim miyashvim daito k'mo b'samim. There's no need for b'samim Yom Tov Shechalios b'Motzei Shabbos, because we're going from Shabbos to Yom Tov, and the ma'acholim tovim, the good food of Yom Tov, the kiddush, the matzah, and of course, as we come to Pesach, the charoses, and all the matamim of Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, the delicious food, the smells that we're going to have, that will be zochet to, of course, that revives the soul which has been taken away from us, Motzei Shabbos, and thus besamim is not necessary, and therefore we stick with Yayin Kiddush, Ner, Havdal, and Zman, and no besamim. However, when it comes to the Ner, there's another important point which I'd like to turn your attention to. It seems to be a Machlok Sotin Moshe Feinstein, Gris Moshe Chelakei, and Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchaso, and that is, how do you fulfill the Ner of Havdalah on Yom Tov Shechalis B'Motzei Shabbos? The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Havdalah, that the Ner that you use for Havdalah has to be an avuka, it has to be a torch. That means that it's wicks that are come together. It's a powerful, strong flame that's used on a Motzei Shabbos. However, how do we do that on Yom Tov Shechalis B'Motzei Shabbos? The simple way to do that is to set up two candles before and put them together and allow them to go out. Ordinarily, one doesn't want to allow their Ner Havdalah to just burn for the next 3 or 4 days. It's a big Ner, and therefore you don't want to do that. So how do you handle the Ner of Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos? So the opinion of Moshe Feinstein, again, Igris Moshe, or Achaim Chilakei, is that you place two candles next to each other, the two wicks come to each other, and when the two wicks come next to each other, you create an avuka. If you're only using one candle and one wick, you don't have an avuka. An avuka is a multiplicity of different wicks that come together. So if you only have one wick, you don't have avuka. So therefore, Moshe was of the opinion, take two candles, put them next to each other, and then separate them, put them away, and allow them to go out by themselves. Shlomo Zalman, however, Orbach, quoted in Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchaso, argued. And he said, when you separate the two flames, it's a chashash of the meleches kiboy, extinguishing. Extinguishing is prohibited on Yom Tov unless it's for the sake of the meichel, unless it's for the sake of bishul. And therefore, as a result, said Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that one should simply place the two flames, that whichever ones you have, wherever they are, don't put them next to each other. Simply place your fingernails up against the flame. Get hana from the candles. Don't put them together and don't separate them, because that's a chashash kiboy, because otherwise you have the problem of kiboy. Again, in Melchokas or Moshe Feinstein, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, whatever your custom is acceptable, either according to Rav Moshe, as stated, to put them together and to separate them, or according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that just to make the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh without putting them together. That summarizes, b'kitzer, the halachas of Yaknahaz, the essence of Yaknahaz, and what Yaknahaz is it Kiddush or it is Avdalah? However, I came across some years ago a very powerful, powerful statement of Reb Soloveitchik, which is a lecture that he gave in Boston in March 30, 1974. So seemingly a pre-Pesach shir that he gave. And he says something about Yaknahaz, which I'd like to conclude and share with you. And I quote, "I can still hear the sound of the melody of Yaknahaz, which I heard most probably at the age of 4, 1907, when my grandfather, referring to Reb Chaim, the great Reb Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik, recited Kiddush on the Seder night, which happened to coincide with Motzei Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechal, but Motzei Shabbos, the Yaknahaz, Reb Soloveitchik has this recollection. I can still hear his deep voice, the rolling resh, and his chanting the words. Finally, he concluded the bracha, the words, who makes a distinction between the degrees of holiness. These words gradually faded away, or shall I say, gradually transported themselves into another melody, a melody of silence. As a child, I used to muse for hours over the meaning who makes a distinction between the sacred and the secular. I was fascinated by this phrase. I loved the sanctity of the sacred days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. I cherished every spark of holiness of the festivals. I hated every dayness of the gray routine of the weekdays." And certainly, this statement, we are Zoche Bezus Hashem Yisbarach in under 2 weeks to recite the Kiddush of Yaknahaz, part of Leil HaSeder, a significant part of Leil HaSeder, of course, is the transmission of the Mesoiris of Klal Yisrael, the Emuna, the Tfila, the Nisim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Aseres HaMakos, Makos Bechoros. That's our responsibility to share, to tell Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to pass it on to the next door. But part of our power and ability to pass it on to the next door is in our ability to experience, to feel it, to live it. Don't do as I say, but do as I do. And certainly as a youngster of Soloveitchik saw from his great Zaydi, the great Reb Chaim Halevi, and that witness that he was to the great Kiddush of Yakin Haz that Reb Chaim said made such an impact on him as a youngster at the age of 4 that he still remembered it some close to 70 years later in 1974. We too have the ability, Leil HaSeder, not just with Yak Nahaz, not just with Kiddush, not just with the Havdalah, but every step of the Seder, every action that we do, every move that we make, as a Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, should be a powerful one to inculcate, to instill our family, our children, and our loved ones, and our community members with such power, with such Ava, with such Yesodos of Emuna. Pesach is the Chag HaEmuna. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, we should be Zocha to live the Seder, to experience the Seder, to be Zocha, to fulfill the words of the Rambam and Rabban Gamliel, of course, that Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Yatsa Mitzrayim. Or as the Rambam says, Laharos Es Atzmo, that we should live and breathe the Seder in such a passionate way that our children and grandchildren too will remember the way we acted, the way we said Kiddush, the way we said Havdal, the way we lived Yak Nahaz, and be Zocha Ben Kedushas Shabbos L'Kedushas Yom Tov Hivdalta, to be Zocha to the Nisim, Bayomim Ahem, Bazman Azeh, Kol Tuv.